let's speak to God in prayer. Father, we praise you that you create us to live in relation with you, knowing of your love and mercy, of your provision for us. We thank you that when we went our own way, creating a barrier of sin between ourselves and you, meaning we should suffer your wrath and the horror of losing all that you have provided for us, that you took away our guilt. You asked your Son Jesus to pay the price for us and atone for our sin, our rejection of you, allowing us to return to you. And what is more, not only did Jesus pay the price for us, but in him we have new life, a place in your family as your sons and daughters, and an inheritance along with Jesus. So we praise and adore you. We sing your praises. But Lord, even having received your mercy, we still do not represent you as we ought. In our pride, our self-centeredness, we act in ways that displease you and do not communicate your mercy to others. In our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, we fail to live up to your glory. Let's spend a moment thinking about how we go our own way and the areas that we need God's mercy. Lord, we ask you for your mercy, for all we think, say, and do wrong. But we ask this knowing that because of Jesus paying the price for us, you do forgive. We're forgiven, and we thank you for that. And what's more, you also promise that when we confess our sins, you'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You'll make us holy. So we ask you to work in us by your Spirit and cleanse us, to enable us to grow in your character and holiness. Help us as individuals and as your church to represent you to those around us, communicating your kingdom in word and deed. Bring others together with us and share together with us in our hope in you and your kingdom. In particular, Lord, work among the youth and young people around our church, calling them to you and letting them see your love and mercy. Use all the contact that they have with Christians to learn of your kingdom. Lord, we ask for our farmers as we come into harvest time. We thank you for all the rain that we've had this year. But now, control the weather so that they can have the dry spell that they need to harvest the crop. Grant the farmers an abundant harvest and let them see your hand enabling them and praise you for it. But more importantly still, Father, bring spiritual rain to West Wylong. Let people come to know you and want to gather with your people to learn about Jesus. Father, we ask for all those affected by the outbreak of the virus. Be with those who are infected and with the doctors and nurses treating them. Just place your protection on them. Lord, we ask for our wisdom, for wisdom for our leaders in our federal government and in our state governments, that they'd be able to make good decisions as they face this new strain of the virus, but also as we're starting to come out of lockdown. We thank you that we can sing together of our joy in you and look forward to the rest of the restrictions easing. In wrath, Lord, remember mercy. But more importantly still, use this time to cause people to think about you. Use it to bring people to you so that they know and live out of a knowledge of Jesus. And looking outside of ourselves, Father, we ask that you'll be working in Syria. Protect your people there. And amidst the difficulties they face, let them know your love, your hand upon them. Protect them and give them joy despite their circumstances, and let others see through their witness that you are Lord, and come to you so they can rejoice together. In Jesus' name, amen. And now Jeff's going to bring us the Old Testament reading, starting in Genesis 6.
The reading comes from Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 8, and then Genesis chapter 8, verse 15, to Genesis chapter 9, verse 7. When men began to increase in number on the earth and the daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God went to the daughters of men and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, "I will wipe mankind from whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals, and creatures that move along the ground, and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them." But Noah found favour in the eyes of the Lord. The next reading comes from chapter 8 and 9. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number upon it." So Noah came out together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground and all the birds. Everything that moves on the earth came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear of dread of you will fall upon all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air, upon every creature that moves along the ground, and upon all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its life blood still in it. And for your life blood I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal, and from each man too I will demand an accounting for the life of his fellow man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made man. As for you, be fruitful and increase in number, multiply on the earth and increase upon it." This is the word of the Lord.